Hello, and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Larray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Larray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone in the Whispers Lounge for such a powerful discussion. I hope that you all have got your mocktails and your notebooks, because I'm telling you, this is going to be a dynamic topic. Whispers, don't forget that I would love for you to call in with your questions. And I stress, questions that are on topic with our discussion. Not an opinion, not a pour in, but a question. You can call in at 516-595-8091. But if you do have an opinion or a pour in, you know Blog Talk Radio has our back. They have placed in each and every one of our episodes a live chat box where you can drop your comments, your questions, whatever in there that we can just get that feedback in there, which you know I love a good chat box. So please don't forget to show respect for everyone's comments, because we give dignity and respect and we honor everyone's opinion. Don't forget, Whispers, to subscribe to the Whispers Exchange. We have some beautiful content in our fabulous mocktail in there, but we actually have some special notes that are going to be placed in there strictly for our Whispers community. And certain conversations that we're going to be having, that they're going to be special broadcasts, which even I'm going to give you some notes after the show. So stick around till after the show, because I got some special things that I'm going to be sharing with you. So I hope you are ready to get into today's discussion as we unveil the transformative power of embracing vulnerability. Ooh, you know what? I want to take my time. I'm going to slow it down because I'm excited over this topic. You know, I like to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition, and this isn't any different. So we're going to get the meaning or understanding of vulnerability. Vulnerability means the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being influenced or easily hurt. Wow. Let me give that again. Vulnerability means the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being influenced or easily hurt. Whispers, this is such a powerful quality that we're going to delve into that holds the key to unlocking the deepest layers of our humanity. So I want to lay that groundwork with you right now. This is one of the deepest keys, okay? And the role of vulnerability is why it is so important for us to embrace vulnerability, is that it can pave the way for profound self-acceptance and authenticity. And I know that you may be kind of sitting in a space, in a place, trying to put that wall up, but let's hear me out totally. Let's really get into this discussion, okay? See, emotional vulnerability is the quality or feeling of being exposed to possible emotional attack or harm, and having to face the potential criticism or rejection. And it's not easy for us to take emotional risk and open ourselves up to the possibility of being hurt. By far, it's not even easy. And even embracing emotional vulnerability can lead to like our personal growth and really the dynamics of who we are. So in the pre-show, I really kind of poured into the importance of this layer of that vulnerability. And if you're not a part of our Wisdom Listening Lounge, and you want to be a part of it so you can get the appetizer to this show, because each discussion is a different layer, please make sure that you're following us over there on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast and DM us the word wisdom. Or you can comment it on any of our posts and we will get you that invitation so you can join us in that Wisdom app, because we are really pouring into each topic and building upon those layers. So as we built in that first layer on the show, we talked about how vulnerability is that strengthening factor to authenticity. But it also leads us into our first master key on this side of this discussion, which is courageous self-exploration. See, vulnerability often is misunderstood as weakness. And how many of you all have thought that being vulnerable is being weak? And many people find that. But in fact, it's an act of profound courage. Do you know how much courage it takes for you to be transparent and to be open and to be vulnerable? Let me tell you all, and I told this even in the pre-show, and I'm telling you, when I came back from being on hiatus after losing my mom, the biggest part of transparency and even opening myself up was to come back and do a powerful show of It's Okay Not to Be Okay. And in that segment, I really poured in to you all, as well as you all poured into me and receiving that. Because I was vulnerable, I was placing myself in that space, in that place, showing you that even as a therapist, as a counselor, I am not just, you know, in a bubble that it will not affect me. Yes, it does affect us. We have things that affect us. So allowing ourselves to be vulnerable and often even misunderstood in that place that, oh, she's so, they're being weak. No, we're not. It actually is a profound marker and placer of courage. So to truly understand yourself or oneself, it requires the audacity to explore the uncharted territories of your emotions, your fears, and your insecurities. Isn't that word incredible, audacity? That means that you have the gall, the nerve, to really step out there in that introspective place and space and to snatch up and see what this is. This act of self-exploration is aching to be like peeling back the layers of an onion. It is literally like each layer has a different segment to it, revealing our true essence beneath the protective exterior. Because that's what it is. We have this protective wall up. We have this wall that we put ourselves and we build it up and we pray that it's high enough to block out anything or to shield our true emotion, feelings, effects. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm okay. And then lo and behold, silently, they're being crumbled and they're not okay. They don't know when to ask for help or how to ask for help. So confronting one's own vulnerabilities, it actually can be a transformative journey that leads to like profound personal growth and self-discovery. Profound. Because when we examine certain things about ourselves or see certain things in ourselves, and to really become understanding towards it, it has a different kind of reverence and it has a different kind of feeling for us. It requires a courageous willingness to face aspects of oneself that may be uncomfortable or even challenging. See, the transformative power lies in the ability to really acknowledge these vulnerabilities without judgment. And even it requires that we embrace the discomfort that accompanies self-reflection. Remember, it's found that we had that profound discussion back in season 2, comfort and discomfort. See, these master keys go hand in hand. That's why it's so important for us to sometimes go back and re-listen to episodes so we can pick up those master keys that can go and work congruently with new master keys that we're receiving. Because, see, sometimes we need those older keys because they actually know how to work and tumble those locks and key in different chambers that we need. And sometimes those older locks and those older different qualities need the assistance and that support. Remember, we have support systems. In each episode, there's support. And those keys support us on our journey, into life. See, Whisperers, acknowledging vulnerabilities is really a crucial step in the process of self-discovery. It involves an honest and compassionate assessment of one's weaknesses, of your fears and insecurities. This acknowledgement does not imply weakness. Rather, it is an act of strength and courage. So, you know, by comforting or confronting vulnerabilities head on, we got to be willing to do it face front. Individuals open themselves up to like a deeper understanding. We get to open ourselves up deeper and a deeper understanding of who we are and what drives our thoughts and behaviors. Now, imagine being able to tap into that beautiful sequence of knowing and understanding yourself. By showing yourself that self-compassion and being able to speak into yourself in a loving manner that acknowledges things and acknowledges the vulnerabilities, acknowledges the hurt, it validates. So it starts to vibrate at a higher decimal, a deeper range within inside of us. That would move us into a space and place, even of our second master key, something that we need to help us to continue to thrive. And that literally is building authentic connections. Building authentic connections. Now, this is an area that I want to kind of take my time in and really speak into. Because sometimes as connections, we may have surface connections. And those surface connections are not the ones that really are going to vibrate, feed, and nurture that area of our soul. Not at all. Vulnerability serves as the bridge that connects individuals on a deeper, more authentic level. As we share our vulnerabilities with others, right, we create a space for genuine connections to flourish. Flourish. That means that it's got life. It means that it's taking hold and blossoming. See, Whisperers, I tell everybody, I don't have friends in my head. I don't. I don't believe in that. You heard me tell you this before. But see, when we're talking about building authentic connections, people have to realize that connection is a heart strength. So I have friends in my heart. And if you're not that friend in my heart, you are an associate. You are a true associate. And then you do have some of those friends that you just have friends. But true friends have a connection, a draw, and a pull, and a connection to the heart. And that heartstring is what connects mind, body, soul to allow us to be transparent and to be open and to receive in a vulnerable, authentic manner. See, whisperers, in a world dominated by curated personas, and I mean that in all essence, because let me tell you guys, if you're on the gram, I love it, or you're following some people, you know, it was powerful. Okay, so some of you all may be fans of Tamron Hall. She had a show, and she showed this, and she had this this segment that she was doing on Living Out Loud, and she did this show, and this well-known influencer from Instagram had shown her life as being so magnificent and just doing all these fabulous things, going to this and fabulous outfits and, you know, just a picture-perfect life, just picture-perfect. And then all of a sudden it just was crumbling because she really wasn't going through that. She was in a marriage that was just not a place in a space of love. She was sad. She was heartbroken. And she just had to stop putting up the facade. She had to stop and she stepped back. So then she was like, how do I come and tell them that it just was all of just a mirror, like a smoke and mirrors thing. And I have all this going on and this, and lo and behold, she started to live her truth, being authentic, being vulnerable, sharing the truth of where she was and how sad she was. But she was so grateful because she was a mom and she does have good things in her life, but this aspect isn't. Well, guess what? Because she was showing her authenticity and she was showing the vulnerability, more people was resonating with her now than they were before, because they were seeing that, you know what, everything isn't as cookie cutter and perfect, because our lives are not that way, whisperers. And so when we are building authentic connections, just as I do here in this studio with you all, I told you, transparency is my thing. I come in and I share with you dynamic stories of where I am in my life, what has gone on, from the ups, the downs, the celebrations, to the not so great, everything, because I want to connect with you in that heartstring, that genuine, authentic, vulnerable space and place. And that's important. It is important in embracing vulnerability because it becomes a radical act of authenticity. Radical. I refuse to pretend. I refuse to pretend that everything is good. I refuse to pretend that I'm fine. I refuse to pretend that this mask is my face of happiness. And that I am sad. I am hurt. I am passionate. These are the things that connect. And whispers, today you step into that journey and into that space and place of the acknowledgement and seeing how beautiful and powerful vulnerability truly is. See, whispers, being vulnerable cultivates profound connections with your peers, with your friends, with your associates, your clients. It's fostering mental, physical, and emotional depth that anchors us in this present space, place, time journey. See, I have a profound connection with many of my clients because when they come in, they get embraced. They get embraced into the Lapazian way, into Sonia's connection. And I'm connected to them, and I'm there even in times of highs, in times of lows, to give reminders, bringing back, calling back, where's the master key? What have you done to celebrate yourself today? I am your cheerleader because I am definitely that. I celebrate you, and I really keep you focused. And if you're not focused, we got to rework it and to put it back into your movement again. But I get you to embrace the vulnerability as well. I get you to embrace the moments that maybe there was that hurt that you didn't acknowledge, that you did not give any space, thought, or mention to, that you are still carrying the bag and the weight upon your back to be released. To be released. The vulnerability allows us to step into certain spaces and places and to sit in that introspective place, to be able to have the healing, to be able to have the growth, to be able to keep us on our trajectory. See, when we open ourselves to vulnerability, we invite others into our authentic experiences. We're breaking down barriers that separate us. Mentally, this transparency enables us to even have a shared understanding as we unveil our thoughts and our fears, creating a space of empathy to thrive. Empathy. Physically, vulnerability actually manifests in genuine gestures and expressions. It even transcends superficial interactions. Have you ever just interacted with someone who is just so, like, superficial that it's like, oh, hi, it's so good to, yes, you look great. But then when you have that heart connection, that openness, that vulnerability and everything, you get to that person, oh, I'm so glad to see you. Oh, girl, tonight was a mess. I got here, though. Look at this. Look, you would not believe that I made it here and looked this good. And you guys laughed. Time and you have a great night. See, emotionally, the courage to be vulnerable forges bonds that withstand challenges. As trust and authenticity become like that foundation of the relationship. Because relationships that are really built on trust, the honesty, and the vulnerability are beautiful, meaningful relationships. Because in this shared vulnerability, we get to discover a profound sense of presence where genuine connections get to breathe and live. And you know, when you have a genuine connection like that, right? It really is kind of like it unburdens you and it really alleviates any kind of pretense whatsoever. Have you ever noticed that? And when you come in and you are just authentically yourself, you have no burden whatsoever. You are just so, like, free and flowing and just in that moment. I mean, even, like, sometimes you get to see these speakers and they're so putting on a pretense or trying to be someone else that it doesn't connect with you. But then you see them again and they are just so in their moment and their movement of what they are speaking into, because they believe what they're speaking into, that you feel every connection, every vibe, every moment of the word. You're like, yes, I need to tell them this was what I needed today. This was great. Because that's where it is. It's just let down the wall. It is within these moments, whisperers, in these moments of openness that we truly connect, transcending like surface level interactions and fostering more of a rich, bountiful, more meaningful relationship. And, you know, when I say that, that means that that's a really transparent. It's a transparent relationship. When it's like that, you know. And you may have that one friend that you are so transparent with that is like hilarious. Like you, like, I can't believe I just shared that with you. Or, wow, we got that kind of bond like that. So I have to tell you guys, my best friend, best of best friends, was my mom. But second runner-up has to be my cousin. And she and I, we can laugh about a little bit of everything. We have shared a little bit of everything with each other. At one point in time, she even was a personal assistant to me and everything, and just everything that I could possibly need and want. And even when I was in the wheelchair, she was just like, everything that I possibly needed, if she could have thought of, she had it in this go bag that she called it. And I never had to think about nothing, from a brush to a mint to a bottle of water, you name it. But we were just so close. We were so in sync that even times that I would be like sometimes overwhelmed, like thinking, oh, I must be in everybody's way, the wheelchair is in everybody's way. And she, I wouldn't even say it out loud. I just would think like, oh, man, this chair is probably in people's way. My cousin could look at my face and she'd be like, you're cool. You're fine. You're fine. By the way, you look good in that chair too. But she would see it and I wouldn't say a word. Because we had that real vulnerable connection, that bond, the transparency. You know, Whisperers, before we go any further, I think this is a great space and place for me to take a quick commercial break. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultants.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous. Oh, Whisperers, welcome back. So before the break, we were really leaning into our second master key, which was building authentic connections. And we discover a profound sense of presence, where like truly genuine connections can really begin to flourish, can take root. And, you know, that taking root means that it's taking root in that rich soil of your heart. And you all know how I always teach you about that soil of our hearts. So these qualities and this beautiful quality of vulnerability is some of the rich soil and the nurturing of our heart. It leads us into our third master key of this discussion. And that's empowering resilience and growth. I know. So contrary to misconceptions, right, that vulnerability makes us fragile, it is the actual cornerstone of resilience. I know you guys are like, what? Yes, Whisperers. It's true fact. It's a definite fact, okay? See, embracing vulnerability allows us to confront challenges head on and transforming setbacks into opportunities for growth. See, Whisperers, vulnerability is often perceived as, like I said, a weakness. And it can be transformed into actually a power or catalyst for personal development. And even, you know what, I want to say it like this. It can even develop and take a shape of cultivation of a growth mindset. And we know we had a whole season with regards to that growth mindset. And in that vulnerability, there was even that segment inside of the growth mindset where we was tapping into deeper qualities of self and even understanding that we had to refine the things that we were maybe afraid to look at that kept us from having a growth mindset. Which, you know, as I said, we had to embrace that vulnerability. So it means that this. Like my thoughts are like flowing so fast as I'm trying to tell you all this because I am so excited over this discussion, Whisperers, in all honesty. This is something that is so near and dear to my heart. Working with clients, even from their lifestyle and relationships, even the vulnerability to tap into certain aspects in that fashion, psychology, place, and space of what is driving you towards these purchases. Why are you addicted to certain things? Why can't you accept your body? Because that body dysmorphia is so big around this vulnerability space and place and being able to accept self in totality. So that's why this topic is so passionate and power-driven for me. So look, I'm going to get into some of those aspects and those elements on the after show at 4:15 over on YouTube today. So make sure you join me over there at Whispers in a Bottle, because I'm going to delve even deeper on certain aspects of this in the realm of different things that I work inside of being in this beautiful agency of La Paz and doing the things that I do to help you all to nurture these dynamic qualities. So I want you all to realize that vulnerability involves acknowledging and even accepting our imperfections. So it's paving the way for like our self-discovery and that resilience. So by confronting our vulnerability head on, we open doors to authentic connections with others and foster that empathy, foster the divine ability to show self-love to ourselves, be able to accept the certain areas that we find not so appealing, but to others is divine and great, and we didn't think you're wonderful. You've got to be able to see that too. See, this element right here, vulnerability, it creates a foundation for continuous learning and adaptation. And it's an essential element for our constant growth and our constant growth of our minds. Adapting a growth mindset, right? It means viewing challenges as opportunities for learning and improving, Whispers. And vulnerability becomes a guide in the process. It actually is prompting us to reflect on setbacks and extract vulnerable lessons even. It encourages us to seek feedback, embrace change, and even persevere through adversity. Whispers, embracing vulnerability as your catalyst for growth transformation, it's from a perceived liability into a source of strength, right? So it keeps propelling us toward a mindset that thrives, or it continuously development, that continuous self-work, that continuous ability to pour into self, to see yourself in such a way that is going to nurture you and keep you on your trajectory. See, most people don't even realize that once you can accept yourself and you have and you're in that vulnerable space, and you know, I always tell you about your GPS, the GPS of your mind, actually guides you through different elements in a different way that even takes you over the roughest of terrain and the hardest surfaces to be able to come out where it's smooth and it's gentle. Whispers, we've explored the profound role that vulnerability plays in fostering self-acceptance and authenticity today. This show has been powerful. This show has been your catalyst, has been your call, has been your resounding effort of being able to be vulnerable so you can move towards self-acceptance. Accepting self is the end game. It's the goal of all goals. So it's not a sign of weakness. Remember that. Put that down. Write it down. Place it somewhere. Write it in erasable ink on your mirror so you can say that being vulnerable is not weakness. It's not being weak. but a testament to my strength, a testament to my humanity, a testament to my ability to thrive, a testament to me being able to not be in the panic zone when I need to remove these certain elements that I have the way, thinking that it's okay. It's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to not keep thriving. It is not okay to not keep thriving. So as you embark on your journey of self-discovery, I feel like we like on our on a sale or a mission of self-discovery in this whole season, plainly. I just want you to remember that vulnerability is not a flaw to be hidden. It's rather your beacon guiding you toward a more authentic and fulfilling lifestyle. An authentic and more fulfilling you. You want to be whole. You don't want to be half. You want to be whole. And so in vulnerability, it allows us, and we're sitting in that place and space of introspection, to tap into mind, body, and soul. And see, that's totality. And when you work on certain elements of self, it requires that we tap into every phase and stage of ourselves so we can really embrace this beautiful quality wholeheartedly, authentically, healthy. That's why it's so important, Whispers. Whispers, this season is one that requires a lot of introspection and deeper examination of self, which is going to allow us to build on every layer of our being. That's how important this season really is. And I know we thought like last season was the season, you know, because it was powerful, triumphing over trials. Because literally you realize that if you went back and you listened to those episodes coming forward into this season, you realize those master keys that you received in triumph over trials are definitely keys that work congruently with the keys that you are receiving during this season of accepting self. That's how powerful it is. That's how dynamic this is. So, Whispers, you know, I could go on for the next, you know, 5 hours with you with this discussion, because that's how powerful this discussion is, that it's just that much and so many layers into it. But that's why I said we have another moment to be together. It's about 30 minutes that we're together over on the after show, and it takes place over on YouTube at 4:15 p.m., 3:15 Central Standard Time. And I told you that I had a couple of announcement broadcasting notes that I wanted to give you. So you know that literally many of you all are observing Valentine's Day and into the month of love. So we have a special broadcast that is going to be taking place on February 16th. And I want you all to know that that show is actually already pre-recorded. So it's not going to be done live, but it's going to be a pre-recorded show. And so if you want to get the show before, like our pre-show is going to be live, and our post-show will be live on the 16th. But the actual show that will be running on the 16th will definitely be a recording, and you really want to be a part of it. I'm not going to give you the title just yet because we're not there, but don't worry. As we get closer, I'm going to give you the title because transparency is everything here. And also, don't forget to make sure that you have subscribed to the Whispers Exchange, because we actually have a special invitation that's going to be going out. I have like a mini webinar that I'm going to be giving, and it's something that is going to be building on a dynamic layer in a couple of our episodes, you're not going to want to miss it, because there's not going to be a replay of it, and we're actually not boxing it or anything like that. We're not recording it or nothing like that. Special presentation, and it is free. Yes, you heard me. So make sure that you subscribe to the Whispers Exchange, because that is your invitation. You'll get an invitation in there. You'll get a link that you can be able to join and register, so you'll be a part of that discussion as well. And so with that being said, Whispers, you know, it's always good for me to be in our safe zone, to birth such dynamic discussions like this, to be able to really build upon the qualities that we want. And we always want to remember that when we go back and we pin mark or we listen to the episodes, your takeaways are that you want to have that master key of courageous self-exploration. You want to build, your second one is that building authentic connections, having true connections with people. And also then that third one is empowering resilience and growth. Because everything in that growth mindset and the ability to use all of the keys skillfully keep you on your trajectory to greatness, help you to embrace and to see yourself in a beautiful way, and also to know that vulnerability is not weakness. And fellas, lean into that. Really lean into it. Let it vibrate deep with you, because you're not weak if you are vulnerable, if you express yourself or even share your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts with your mates or your girl or whoever you're with. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's a close friend or one of your guys or whatever. It is nothing to be ashamed of. It's not to feel diminished or even emasculated over. It's actually something that is powerful. So with that being said, everyone, you know, it's always such a pleasure for me to come in here and to birth such dynamic discussions. My name is Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. But by far, I'm always honored to say that I am your host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I look forward to connecting with you at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:15 Central Standard Time over on YouTube today. All right, guys, have a beautiful weekend.